Photoshop Wednesdays number 15. Hello, this is John Chambers, and I'd like to welcome you to the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday, a collection of short podcasted tips and videos created especially for the Adobe Photoshop user. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. You've got to check out GoToMeeting. Why? Because you can hold meetings right over the net from anywhere. Plus, you can hold all the meetings you want for just one flat rate. Try it free for 30 days, and no, you do not need a credit card to get started. Just visit gotomeeting.com/techroundtable to get your free trial now. Today, let's talk about how many different ways we can crop an image. So the easiest way would be to use the crop tool. So push the letter C, as in cat, on your keyboard. Now, what's nice about the crop tool is you can just press and drag across an image, double-click, and now you've basically cropped out all the extra information around this selection. The real cool function is if you go up into the Options panel up at the top, you can set the height and width and resolution of the crop tool. So let's say you're doing photos for a web page. What you can do is you can put in 200 px for pixels by 200 px for pixels in height and set the resolution to 72 pixels per inch. Now, whatever you select on the canvas will be constrained to that dimension, which would be square. You double-click, and now you have a great little image to place onto your web page at the correct resolution and size. Now, first we have to realize that not all pictures will be square. In fact, sometimes we're not quite sure what the exact dimension is. So when you're trying out the crop tool, you can put, for instance, a fixed width in, leave the height empty, and then set your resolution. So what will happen then is if you drag across your image and then double-click, the width will be set and the height will be automatically constrained to the proportion of the crop tool. Now what if you wanted to just select a 200 by 200 pixel square on an existing image? You'd select the rectangular marquee tool. Then you would move up into the options panel and select fixed size. Then you would put in your width of, let's say, 200 by 200 pixels. Now, if you move out onto your canvas and click, you're going to end up with a selection that is that dimension. Now, of course, the resolution is going to be whatever the picture currently is, but we're interested in the exact size. Now you have the marching ants. You can drag that around your canvas until you frame your image correctly. Go to the Image pull-down menu and select Crop. Now remember, at this point in time, you are throwing data away, so I hope you're working on a copy of this image. While you're experimenting with the rectangular marquee tool options, be sure to check out Fixed Aspect Ratio under Style, where you can have a selection that is 2 times wider than it is tall. And last but not least, you can go to the Image pull-down menu and select Canvas Size. Here you can put in the new canvas dimensions, and then anchor how you'd like the crop to happen. Now when you hit OK, you are going to get a warning because some of the data will be cropped out. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com. And now you can download or subscribe to 2 different formats, one for your iPod video and one as a standard video. Download or subscribe to the videos at www.oneminutetip.com. See you next Wednesday.